This is Be a Doll for Me, Sunday Undone, written and read by Sundial. I feel your breath on my ass, and it's followed by your fingers, tracing over my cheeks, fingernails lightly grazing around to the sides of my hips, over the sensitive area at the base of my spine. And I feel goosebumps forming. Your touch is so gentle, a complete contrast to the whipping you gave me earlier. My ass smarts with the memory of it, and I draw in a breath, arching my neck and raising my head. He cups my chin with a possessive hand, startling me, and then his lips brush over mine, up over the silkiness of the blindfold until his beard is tickling at my forehead, where he lays another kiss. His lips move to my ear. He breathes into it, nibbles my lobe, and now he's kissing my neck. Soft, prickly kisses. A long lick. His tongue and mouth, subduing sound. Fuck, it feels so good, this building tension. Such powerful heat. And then his voice, low in my ear, his beard prickling my cheek. Be a doll for me. Shivers crash over me, my nipples hardening so fast it's painful. And I want nothing more than to obey his command. His breath is slow and hot on my skin. He's waiting for my answer. Yes, I whisper. His hand runs slowly down over the side of my neck to my shoulder, and it closes over it. He grips it and pushes down. I yield to him, going to my elbows on the table before him. And then his cock is brushing at my lips again. And I want to lick it, taste it. I just want to spend an age exploring his beautiful cock with my tongue. I'm so bloody keen, eager. I'm greedy for it. But I squash this desire. I desperately need to show him just how obedient I am. And so I wait. Doll mode. My mouth a soft fuckle, ready to accept him. Ah, his dick teases around it, tantalizingly close. Brushing over my lips before finally dipping lightly between them. I sigh. Oh, you distract me with your breath, spilling over the crack of my ass and my now thoroughly exposed and don't I know it well-presented pussy. You wrap your hands around my thighs, pulling my hips towards you. And then you have my clit between your lips, sucking and licking, circling with your tongue. His cock slides into my mouth, and you let a finger glide into my cunt, hook it, and begin a tease on my G-spot. And I know now that you won't stop until I come. I know you're going to drag my first orgasm out of me here on my elbows and knees on the table. And that's so fucking hot, that knowledge and that gorgeous feeling of being caught between the two of you again. He takes my head between his hands, fingers slipping into my hair, and he presses his palms against my ears, slides his cock all the way in a long, slow thrust, so I feel each and every ridge and contour of his deliciously familiar dick. Oh, your tongue is working its magic. Oh, my clit is pulsing, and I'm losing control. There's no stopping this. I'm so close now. He slides partway out, and then pushes himself in to the hilt again. And I feel so fucking proud. Yeah, I do. I savor this feeling, my doll-like vulnerability. My senses diminished, the lusciousness of his dick sliding over my tongue, and your blissful ravishment of my clit. Oh, and on his next slow deep thrust, I hear him grunting his arousal, and how fucking good that sounds. My lust swells, crests with it. You slide a finger into my ass, all prepped and ready for the fucking I'm still hoping to get from you. And all my focus is there, in what you're doing to me. I'm on the edge, my orgasm building, pre-flutters beginning. Again he slides his dick in, all the way to the back of my throat, his hands warm, blocking sound, and tears form against my eyelids. Cocooned in my senses, I feel my orgasm surging, rising to the point of no return, and I'm ready to burst with the building waves, the powerfully intense heat rushing through me, crashing over me. I come so hard, moaning and choking on his dick. He pulls out and I stop him, sucking the tip of him, all greed, as though it might end if I let him go. And my cunt and ass are clenching around your fingers. I'm lost to it, quivering and flowing with waves. A pure, wet pleasure. Ah, you suck and lick my clit, your fingers teasing me through. And as it subsides, I take more of him into my mouth again. When you finally withdraw your hands, I let him slide his dick out of my mouth. It dawns on me then, I failed to be his doll through my release. And I thrill. He lets my head go and undoes the blindfold. With a finger, he catches me under the chin and raises my head, so I rise up, off my elbows, back onto my hands, and I'm looking up into his eyes. He's grinning, raises an eyebrow at me again, and it's a threat. Oh, just like that, I'm flooding and wanton, not slated. Not at all. And I'm totally desperate to please him, to please you both. And I'm feeling so good, powerful. Oh, so needy and so fucking needful. You help me off the table then and take me into your arms, holding me close a moment. Your rock-solid dick pressed into the soft skin of my belly, arms twined around me, lips resting against my head. Listening to your heart, my strained muscles relax, pain I didn't even realize I felt dissipating from my knees, and your hand strokes down from my waist to my hip. I moan out a sigh, pressing closer to you. beg for it, you say, stroking your hands down over my ass, light and teasing. Oh, yes, please, I say, and I anticipate you. Please, please, fuck my ass. DP, you ask, stepping back from me. But your question is not directed at me. I look up at him, my eyes fastening on his face, and I feel like a kid waiting to find out if Santa will come this year. He considers, looking at me a long moment. It's musing, teasing. He knows I want it. You both know it. Eventually, he breaks eye contact with me. He looks at you. And, with a nod of his head, he gives me Christmas. I look to you. You're watching me with a grin on your lips. Your face is a picture of patience, waiting. And, of course, I immediately obey your unspoken command. Please, I say. Still you look at me, and I'm blushing furiously, staring at you with a grin I just can't keep off my face. Double penetration, pussy and ass, I say. I glance between the two of you. Neither of you moves. Both of you staring at me with these hot, hungry expressions that set me on fire. You're still waiting. My joyful, lustful anticipation is skyrocketing. I find myself pointing at my crotch, front and back, with something akin to totally degraded desperation. I glance between the two of you again. My face flooded with heat. Oh, please fuck me, I beg. That was Be a Doll for Me, Sunday Undone, written and read by Sundial. You can find more of my stuff, including audio porn, at goingdownwithsundial.com. And more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.